Now, Psalm 114, strictly speaking, is not Hallelujah Psalm, but I think it was included in the Hallelujah Psalms that was sung when they were. And then Psalm 115 through 117. And then, of course, Psalm 118 was added to that. Then you will find that these psalms were used in a special occasion. Psalm 113 through 118 were called the Egyptian Hallel Psalms, and they were used at the feasts of Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles, and the dedication. And they are psalms that apparently were sung during the time the Passover was celebrated. Some think that three of them were sung at the beginning, three at the end. Others that they were sung intermittently through the Passover feast. I don't know, but I would assume that they would be the ones that were sung during the feast itself, the Passover feast. Now, we come here in Psalm 114. It's a call to praise such a God that we have been looking at in Psalm 112 and Psalm 113. We saw there that in Psalm 113, for instance, he's the Creator. He's also the Redeemer, and he'll be the Redeemer of creation. Now, because of that, we're to praise God, and the Hallel Psalms are for that purpose of praising God. Now, we find here the experience of these people, of how God delivered them. It looks back to the Egyptian time when they became a nation. And I'm reading now Psalm 114, verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Now, actually, this man Abraham, when he came into that land, the promised land, he was a stranger. And he was told, God told him, that his people would go down in the land of Egypt and become a nation there. And actually, this is where it begins. The nation begins in Egypt. And anti-Semitism was born in Egypt. And you have their sufferings, their hardships, their persecutions. All of that ended when God remembered his covenant and heard their cry and looked upon the children of Israel and had respect unto them. So they went forth out of Egypt. That is the way the psalm begins. This now begins the wilderness march. Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. He thinks of it now. God is speaking of the whole nation, of being a tabernacle. And God's original intention was that the entire nation of Israel be a nation of priests, not just one tribe, but the whole nation, which would mean they would be priests for the world. And I think that is what you will have in the millennium. They'll serve in the earthly temple in that day. Now we find here the sea saw it and fled. The Jordan was driven back. Now you have the crossing of the Red Sea. Then you have not only the crossing of the Red Sea, but you have also the crossing of Jordan. And in verse 5, what aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Now, the God of creation that we saw in Psalm 113, with his omnipotent power, he rolled back the Red Sea, and he also held back the waters of Jordan. Now, this is a miracle, and I don't think that it can be explained on any other basis. But the interesting thing is, when they crossed the Red Sea, we have there his deliverance out of Egypt. That was blood on the doorpost. And when they crossed over Jordan, they were separated from the wilderness and brought into the promised land. You have here redemption in two stages. The Lord Jesus on the cross has delivered us from the penalty of sin. That's for the past. He will deliver us from the power of sin in the present, provided we meet his conditions. And then he will in the future deliver us from the presence of sin that has not been realized yet. So you have the crossing here, actually, of the Red Sea, the crossing of the Jordan. And it sets forth this in a very wonderful way.